hurts when we lose. We know that this hasn't happened in the club's history, but I suppose it's the first time in the club's history it's genuinely done a rebuild. It hurts. Players hurt. Coaches hurt. Sure, our supporters hurt when you haven't got a win on the scoreboard yet. We're frustrated. We're feeling it, and it hurts. So we are concerned about not winning. All I'm saying is there's a reality we've gone through a rebuild.
Well, that's Brendan Bolton. It's 8 minutes past two. David Teague is one of the assistant coaches of Carlton, looking after the forwards in 2018. Highly regarded, joins us on the show. Good afternoon to you, David.
Good afternoon, Andy.
Tough times, aren't they? They're tough times if you're not a believer in the big picture and the process. If you're looking at the here and now and you're one of those footy supporters who wants it to come a bit quicker, these are tough times for everybody involved in a footy club like yours.
Yeah, they are. Oh, they're tough times even when you do believe in the process, because at the end of the day, you play sport to win and you want that feeling and you want to generate that atmosphere. But what we're really trying to do is stick to the plan, and the wins will come. We've got strong belief in that the wins are going to come, and it is hard for not only our supporters but also for the playing group as well, because we see the way they train and they're working really hard at the moment.
So I'm interested in hearing you say that. I do a podcast with a couple of mates of mine about the footy club that we love, and it happens to be the Carlton Footy Club. And we talked about this week how often we do our own kind of stock takes on our levels of belief on, you know, the messaging and the process. And we had a chat about that. And I wonder whether that's something that takes place internally at the footy club. Do you, as a group, you know, particularly those involved in the footy department, do you stop and take stock every now and again and go, boys, do we still believe we're on the right track? Are we heading in the right direction? Do you ask yourself those questions?
Yeah, as a coaching group, you're continually doing that, and you review the game according to that. You have a look at the opportunities you're providing, and if the players are running the patterns and you're getting the looks that you want and we're not quite executing, well, then you believe in the system. If you're getting the looks and we're executing and it's still not working, and then you probably sit back and you go, oh, we need to change things. And right now, the guys are working really hard. They're trying to run the right patterns, and we're probably, if anything, it's probably our execution, our confidence just to back ourselves in at the moment when the scoreboard's not going your way. That's when the biggest challenge comes, with your confidence. And if we can get back that belief, particularly with the ball in hand and we can hit our targets, as a coaching group, we can see it changing very, very quickly. And until we do it, that's where you get your belief. You get your belief out there actually executing it. And if we get a couple of games in a row where we start to do that, I could see the belief really growing, and hopefully our supporters and that can as well, and they can jump on back.
How do you keep the players up, Dave, when you're going through the sort of form trot without getting the validation of wins? How do you keep the players' morale at the sort of level where they actually believe that they can turn this thing around, even if it's just for a week?
Yeah, look, there's a lot of different ways. Probably the longer-term one is showing the growth. So seeing the improvement in the areas that we're working on, and you have your values, each club has their own values, and you keep each other account to that. And as long as we're living the values that we want to live and we're seeing growth going forward, I think the group will, the energy will stay there. It's when those things start stop happening, when you're not seeing the growth, we're going backwards. That's probably the really hard thing to generate the energy. But right now, we're seeing a lot of opportunities. We're not playing the way we want to play. I don't want us to think that we are, but we're not playing the way we want to play, but we're seeing some growth in some of the areas that we're working on.
And what about within the individuals, Dave? We're talking to David Teague, Carlton assistant coach. Do you watch them at training and you want to see the levels of, you know, commitment and contribution and energy? Are you starting to see amongst some of these younger players who are going to be part of, you know, the next good Carlton footy team, are you starting to see the next crop of leaders emerge? And if so, I don't know whether you're happy putting a name to one or two if you have seen them, but who are the individuals that are starting to shape as those who are prepared to accept that responsibility?
Yeah, you're spot on. And the training track's the chance where you get to really work on those things. And even as simple as today, we're doing a training drill and it was quite tough, and you could see the young guys that really pushed hard. They had a decision. They could either sort of slow down, go, it's only training, or they could push themselves really hard. And the guy that stood out today was Lachie O'Brien. He probably wasn't having his best training session, but he made decision to himself to keep working hard and running hard. And by the end of training, he trained quite well. So I think there's some real growth in that area for the playing group. They're still understanding what it's about being an absolute professional football and being able to train at that level, because it's your one chance to practice for the game day. And as we've seen this year, we probably haven't been at the level on game days, but if we keep training at the right intensity, that gap will reduce, and then we'll get the performances that we need to be able to deliver.
And in charge of the forward line, do you get the opportunity to sit down at match committee and push up for, you know, other players that maybe you're keen to see at the level? There's, you know, a couple down there. Paddy Kerr was picked up in a draft a couple of years ago. He won't fit into the mix at the moment because you've got enough tools in the team. But there's another kid, Kim LaBoyce, who you picked up, an exciting Indigenous kid, left footer, quick and sharp. Are you in the position now where you're going, listen, I want to see what these guys have got to offer at senior level, and if the opportunity arises, are you a bit of a roll the dice type who is going to opt for these players who, you know, you don't know yet at senior level? Are you keen to get a look at them?
Oh, you definitely want to have a look at them, but you don't want to just bring them in if they're not ready. They need to be playing, performing. So it's unfair on them to expect them, if they're not playing well at VFL level, to then come in and play well at AFL level. So you want to upskill them, give them the tools to be able to play at that level. And at the moment, we've got a few guys, the guys you mentioned in that boat, they're working on their craft and they're doing it well. And to be honest, LaBoyce and both Kerr, they've put some form together. Ideally, you're playing a good four-week block of footy, so when you get your opportunity, you're ready to go. But at the moment, we're not just going to change them for the sake of changing. We want to get our system as well as the individuals right. So you're sort of working on a bit of chemistry as well as the individual's craft in executing their role. So when it comes to match committee, these are the things that are getting discussed, and probably most members of match committee often have slightly different views on it, and we come together and we've been putting out the team we think is the best team at the moment for where we're at.
Harry Mackay's come in. He was, you know, being urged from the supporter base. I'm sure you were hearing bits and pieces as well on the way through, Dave. He's come in and kicked 5 in 2 weeks in, you know, a difficult phase of the season for forwards at the Carlton Footy Club. What have you made of his first two games for 2018?
Yeah, well, he's the perfect one. Like, we've wanted to play Harry, and even to himself, just sitting there doing his review with himself, and his good efforts are good, and he's looking at it going, but his consistency is not quite there, and that's great that he has that self-awareness. And we could have played him round one, but he wasn't ready to go. He hasn't done a lot of training over the pre-season, so he had to go back and find some form, get some continuity into his training. And as his training minutes have gone up, his performance has gone up as well. So hopefully he's a player that I think he's going to be a long-term player for the footy club, and he just needs to get some real continuity with his training and his performing, and I think he's going to be a very exciting player for the future of this football club.
And one of the things that you'd want as a forward coach is, you know, forward pressure, front half pressure, tackles inside 50, all that sort of stuff. The tackle count was okay last week, but the tackles inside forward 50 were, now I'm not sure the team you had necessarily lent itself to high tackle numbers inside forward 50, but how much is that a stress point for you, for the players who are operating in your area of the ground?
Oh, look, that's a major area that we focus on, and it's something we didn't do well last week, but it's an interesting one. The actual result of the forward 50 tackles is sometimes the work done behind the ball as well as the effort at the ball. They all work hand in hand. If a player picks up the ball and he's got no options up the field, it buys the player, buys the guys around him a bit more time to tackle him, and vice versa. If the tackle pressure is really good inside 50, it gives the players down the field a little bit more time to get up on their opponent. So, we were a little bit tall, but I've spent the last 3 years with Adelaide, who probably played the tallest forward line there was going around. Yeah. And I think by last year, I think they were third for forward 50 tackles. When we started, that was one of the issues that people were suggesting, that we didn't get enough forward 50 tackles. But it was actually the performance of the whole team that improved the forward 50 tackling. When the exits were covered, it allowed the taller forwards a bit more time to get at them. And hopefully it's a work in progress, but it's definitely something. At the moment, we're not good enough in that area, and we need to get better, and we're still trying to find the right players to be able to balance the aerial side of the game and also get the pressure on the ground.
Talking to David Teague, you're part of a coaching team, Teague, and you're all in this together, but you know, the man at the top is the senior coach, and he's the one that gets the pats on the back or the kicks up the bum. How is Brendan Bolton coping? It's a difficult spot to be in, you know, 13 wins from his 46 or 47 games, whatever the stat is. How are you seeing him bear up under the pressure that comes with the senior coaching position?
Yeah, look, it is. It's a tough one, obviously, when you're the senior coach. And as they say, it's never as good as it seems when you're winning. It's never as bad as it seems when you're losing. But the strength that Brendan's got, he's got a clear vision of where he wants to go and how he's going to get there, and he's sticking to it. So it would be easy to listen to all the critics and probably veer off that path, but he's very strong in his belief on how he wants it done. And coming to the club when I was speaking to him, that was probably the thing that stood out most. He had a real clear message and how he's going to get there. And he said it's going to take a little bit of time. And that was probably the thing that excited me to be able to be part of it. I haven't been on the whole journey, but to jump on this little bit of the journey now and be part of it. And we still we believe in what we're doing, and we've got to stick to the plan. And hopefully sooner or later, particularly for our players, also our supporters, but our players are working really hard. Hopefully soon they start getting those rewards with wins, and they get the success that hopefully is going to be part of this journey.
David, we see the Brendan Bolton personality publicly, and it looks like it's taken a bit of a shift in the last sort of week. There's been a bit less jargon and a bit more kind of real talk when he's fronting, you know, press conferences, and I think most people are endorsing that. How do you describe the relationship between the senior coach and the playing group at Carlton? Is it a friendly one? Is there banter? How would you describe the relationship that Bolton has with his playing group?
Oh, he's got a strong relationship. His care for his players is really impressive, and it's something that stands out. Not only his players, but his staff.
Yeah.
We went away on a camp, and he got all the staff that were away on the camp away from their families, and he just thanked them. And it's part of our jobs. And we're up there thinking we're just working and doing our job, but he went out of his way to thank them. And the players get that feeling too. There is genuine care here, and I think any player that's involved in that, the one thing you want from your senior coach and your coaching and your staff is you want them to care. And when you do get that feeling, coaches can challenge them and they respond because they know deep down the underlying thing is they want to see them be the best they can be. So I think that's one of his strengths. And no, the players have a good relationship. And he's probably a little bit funnier, has a bit of a joke with the boys when he's not in front of the cameras, which I think they enjoy.
Mate, good luck. You're going sort of home, in inverted commas, a little bit on Saturday night, back to where you did so much great work with the Adelaide Crows. It'll be a tough night for the Carlton Footy Club. Just before we do let you go, any chance that the likes of Cruiser and maybe Wietering will be back in the side this week? What sort of changes might we see at the selection table?
Yeah, I think both those guys through. We trained this morning. I think they both got through. So we haven't done match committee yet, but my guess is that if they get through Thursdays, which will be a bit bigger session, that they'll be thereabouts for selection. So hopefully we'll be getting a couple back over the next few weeks.
Good luck on Saturday night and everything thereafter, David. We appreciate you joining us on the show.
Not a problem at all, Andy.
Good on you.